What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada! Bam! You just heard the track At Rock Bottom, I Was a Piss Girl by Emma Goldman off of their most recent release, Hot Fresh. All You Are Is We. Emma Goldman, I would say staple Vancouver band. I remember when they were more active around, I feel like it was like 2014, 2015. And so excited that they are back at it. We played some of their singles leading up to this release the past few episodes, and now it's finally here. They are, as some might say, a classic. Wow. What a segue, because you are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you. And today's session of the word cool is cool, adjective, noun, classic. I was just thinking about, like, I don't know, I had a few different topics that I was thinking about or mulling over for this week's episode. But there's something about, like, what classic means that I feel like resonates a lot with, like, I don't know. It just felt very like it encompassed everything I kind of wanted to say. So there's like a bunch of different definitions of classic that we're going to talk about. The one that comes up immediately, judged over a period of time to be of the highest quality and outstanding of its kind. This is an adjective. And like there's so much to unpack in this, like timeliness, judgment, quality, outstanding, and medium, like all of these things coming together for something to become a classic, I think is so, yeah, like it's so relevant to like what cool, like there's just like so many things there. So let's break it down a little bit. Something being classic, something being judged, something that is like up for consumption and up for critique, I guess. Over a period of time, there's something about something being classic that is so like referential and like, yeah, like the timeliness of it is more in that like time has told, not that time will tell. Like time has passed since its kind of conception or release or whatever. And like that longevity, I feel like, is really essential to our idea of like what classic is. Like I think of like, oh, I think about it with movies a lot of like, oh, these are the classics, which I, dork, like do prickle against a lot. Like I really don't like, like I really don't like the idea that like something is good because it's been deemed a classic. Like I feel like I've talked about this on the show. Like, for example, like I don't really like, noir films. I just find them like not interesting or exciting, and I understand that like they were revolutionary at the time that they were released and like that they did all these things that had never been done before, but like now they've been done and I don't like that. Like I think that's fine, but anyway, they are still classics, you know what I mean? Like I think that like there is a bit of there's something like, again, like going back to like it having been judged, like I think that like there's something that's so kind of like consumptive and like agreed upon with classics. Like you'll Google like classic albums or like classic movies or whatever, and like the same 15 pieces are going to come up every time, which I just think is like so interesting and weird. So judged over a period of time to be of the highest quality and outstanding. Like again, these things are singular, which like, again, going back to the timeliness thing is so interesting because like the way that like media has been produced has changed so much that like the means of production are so much more in the hands of the actual musician or of the actual like creator in a way that like is so exciting. But like when we think about classics, like often it's just like, these are the films, or like I'm talking about movies a lot, but like these are like the output of people who had access to money and like access to resources, which like that's not to say that people without that access were not making classics and making amazing things. They obviously were, but like they're not on the list, they're not in the top 15 that you see everywhere, you know. And then also like outstanding of its kind. Like I feel like this is such a good example. Like it's obviously a music show. We're talking about music, but also like I think about classics a lot in terms of other mediums. I've been talking about movies this whole time. There are classic books or whatever. Like, yeah, I just think that classic is just like a really, it's, I'm like shocked that I've never done an episode on it before. It's like such an interesting idea and framing, I think. And like also something that like, I feel like I said this already, but like it's so easy to do with this with music, because like there is so much music that's out there and it's like so much good stuff that you're constantly finding and whatever. And yeah, I just think that like, I don't know. I kind of like, I prickle at like, if something's called a classic, I'm kind of like, well, is it really good? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's something that, I definitely do with music a lot. And I've heard other people do with like music and other mediums and stuff. Like there is a bit more of like a critical, like, I don't know, just like liking, not wanting to like things because other people like it. I feel like, and then I just feel like that happens a lot. But anyway, these are some of the quick thoughts. We got to move along because, we got a lot of music to talk about. So this next track is Skirt Radio Edit by Wet Kiss. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
White wine in my head.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the track This Time Around by Tonk. It's their newest single, a little sweet treat right before their upcoming release. Just before that was Stratosphere by Franco Rossino off of Franco Rossino No. 1, and then opened that set with Skirt, Radio Edit by Wet Kiss, their newest single. You heard all of these tracks on T2L Moments. You're just one step off what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of cool is cool, adjective noun, classic. We've talked about classic as like a description of a piece of media or whatever. Now we're talking about classic adjective, remarkably and instructively typical. This, I think, like kind of comes down to reference, like because something is described as classic, like it's become so like instrumental and so like, yeah, just like referenceable, and then people are kind of like learning from it and replicating parts of it that they like and whatever, and like that kind of foundation, it becomes a foundational text basically. And then like that, because it becomes a foundation, it becomes typical because so many people have replicated it or formulated it or whatever. So it's a bit of a more like dour, I guess, take on classic, but real. We're going to move right along though. This next track is Billy Toppy 2025 by Men I Trust off of their most recent release, Equus Calibus. And you are listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you.
lips tear like an almost taste a smoky trail of words. Whispers in my left ear.
DOXA, Western Canada's largest documentary film festival, returns to present the 24th edition from May 1st to the 11th. DOXA will screen a roster of timely and thought-provoking documentaries in theatrical venues across the city, bringing filmmakers and audiences together for an engaging cinema experience. The 2025 lineup showcases 39 features, 30 short and mid-length films, and industry events. Screenings will take place at the Vancouver Playhouse, the Cinematheque, VIF Centre, and SFU Goldcorp Centre for the Arts. Head to doxa.ca to grab your tickets and explore all that DOXA has to offer this May.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardward, a human serviette, and
thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Mostra-me o que escreveste e eu digo-te se é bom. E
손가락으로 셀 수 없을 만큼 생각이 넘쳐 흐르는 이 말이 좀 어떻게 좀 해줘봐요. 이 말이 좀 어떻게 좀 해줘봐요. 1,2,3,4 우리 집 팔고 내가 손가락으로 셀 수 없을 만큼 생각이 넘쳐 흐르는 이 말이 좀 어떻게 좀 해줘봐요. 이 말이 좀 어떻게 좀 해줘봐요.
Look in the mirror, see your eyes. Asking a question, you tell me lies. Look in the mirror, see your eyes. Asking a question, you tell me lies.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city currently known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the track Mirror featuring Jesse Lanza and Yeji by Bambi. Just before that was Estrella Superstar by Girls 96, and then opened that set with Billy Toppy 2025 by Men I Trust off of their most recent release, Equus Calibus. And you heard all of these tracks on Teachable Moment. CHS, what's up top for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of cool is cool, adjective, noun, classic. We've kind of burned through the adjectives, so now we've come across the nouns. Classic noun, a garment of a simple, elegant, and long-lasting style. I think that, like, I don't really have this association so much with classic, although upon doing a minor amount of research, I have since learned that it is a large association that people have, or, like, culturally we have. Or maybe etymologically we have, whatever, of simplicity and classic. And I guess it does make sense. I do think that, like, people will say, oh, that's a classic silhouette. Often, again, that's an adjective, but, like, it's simple. I think there's, like, an emphasis on elegance. But again, kind of going back to, like, this, the like, connection and, like, relationship of taste and time that, like, classic really encapsulates. Again, this is, like, specifically talking about garments and clothing, but I think that there's a kind of an association almost with, like, conservativeness, simple, elegant, long lasting, like, not challenging almost. It's a classic silhouette. It's a classic garment. And if we, like, kind of transpose that into other mediums and stuff, like a classic album, a classic song, like it's a bit, kind of going back to that most recent definition of classic, it's typical, it's average, it's digestible, which there's a lot that I think can be, there's a lot of value in things like this, but when it comes to music or when we're talking about art, I feel like there's so much emphasis, and I would say in many ways, rightfully so, on unexpected, on innovation, etc. So, kind of a funny thing. But yeah, we're gonna move it along. This next track is Zone 1 to 6,000 by Nabiha Iqbal off of their 2017 album Weighing of the Heart, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
We wander through each other's lives just like the rivers, constant flow and signs of life in all our eyes keep this city on the go. The sun will rise, the sun will set, 7 days, 5 and 2, from this life into the next, we're all just trying to make it through. We're all just trying to make it through. In every class, in every school, at every desk, where time's well spent, waking up to break the rules, waiting for the week to end. The same old tale repeats itself, 9 to 5, year on year, thoughts and hopes left on the shelf. Escape on Friday, get caught on Monday. Escape on Friday, get caught on Monday. The sun will rise, the sun will set, 7 days, 5 and 2, from this life into the next, we're all just trying to make it through. We're all just trying to make it through. How the crowds emerge at night, transported through the underground, searching for the
It's always work and never love.
The year is 2025, and you're still listening to the radio? Girl, what? Maybe you take all your photos on film too, and print them in the darkroom, listening to the radio while doing it?
If you can hear this ad, take it as an esoteric invitation for the exhibition opening of Winterlong at 4277 Fraser Street on May 10th at 7 p.m. Come see how obsolescent forms of making are entertained by myself, Dion Fang, Violet Johnson, and Felix Rapp. Expect bootleg CD mixes, silver gelatin prints, and analog queer gorgeousness. May 10th at 4277 Fraser Street, 7 p.m.
The Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there.
Thank you.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hankamenum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the track Inside by Salami Rose Joe Lewis. Just before that was Blepper by Green Milk off of their most recent release, Pay Me in Tangerines. And then open that set with Zone 1 to 6,000 by Nabiha Iqbal off of their 2017 album, Weighing of the Heart. And you heard all of these tracks on Teachable Moments, CHS One Step Top for What's Hot and What's Not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you. And today's definition of really cool is cool, adjective, noun, classic. Last definition, we're going to touch on classic noun, a thing which is memorable and a very good example of its kind. This, again, I think like going back to like the feedback loop that is inherent in class, in the like association of classic, the typicalness of it, how formulaic it has become because of the reference that people like in hindsight. And again, also going back to like the timeliness of it and the relationship of time with classicness. Something that has stood out, but also like is now ubiquitous, I think is like a really interesting tension. And again, I was talking about this with movies of like things that were innovative that are now seen as like stamps. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. So yeah, I think there's an interesting tension there. And I was just thinking about like how people are like, oh, it's classic. Like last night was classic, like almost like my life a movie. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think that's like a sweet association that we have. But we got to move right along. This next track is Land by Dominie Hooper, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Speech rises, mind's wish. is more, more is more, more, more is more. More is more, catch my drift, I caught you out, now I'm dripping. This entire way of living, let it sink in. It's giving, 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 bringing, 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 bringing. More is more, more is more, more, more is more. More is more, I adore more, more is more. More is more, to the four.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the track More by Tiberius B, their newest single. Just before that was Sudden Flutes Insides Remix by Dummy, and then opened that set with Land by Dominie Hooper. Thank you so much for tuning in to Teachable Moments. It's CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's episode of Real Cool was cool, adjective, noun, classic. We're going to close this episode with Dango Mushi by May Simones off of their most recent release, Animaru. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Memory, tell me.
Give